Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Gabe.
Good morning, Cleveland. Good morning, America.
Yes, welcome. Welcome back to our program. This is a welcome back for you. Not your first time and not going to be your last. And we are waiting anxiously, almost patiently in the frigid Cleveland for your arrival and your debut in Cleveland, right?
Yeah, 100%. This will be your... I was there a long time ago for a wedding.
Yes, someone told me that. Someone told me that you were here for a wedding, and I said, really? And it was a couple of years ago, right before the album came out?
Oh, yeah, way before the album came out. Way before the album. It was a very short visit to Cleveland.
Did you come in the winter? When was the winter?
Yeah, I came in the month of, I think it was the month of December or January. It was pretty cold. So I happen to get lucky every time I come to Cleveland. That happens to be in... You know, the peak of the season.
Well, I don't know if you peaked off then, but we are now holding at 6 degrees, or feels like, what does it say on there?
Negative 19.
Negative 19. We're like, it is freezing here. So if
you have... What do you mean? That's summer for you, no?
I don't know, but it's getting to me, too. It's bone chilling. It's bone chilling. So,
Baruch Hashem, we need a wake-up call, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We need you to warm up the hearts and souls of Cleveland, and we know you're going to do just that. So, we did get some requests, actually, and we'll share that with you.
Yeah, a few requests for you. I want to know if you can play.
A song called Sice. Sice,
sure.
Of course, Sice. Yes, I did say that. Of course, these songs on the albums, you will be singing. And I said, please, with all your Gabe requests, we know what you want to hear. So I'm sure they'll hear that. And Freddie has labeled you what?
The king of Jewish bagpipes.
He has labeled you king of Jewish bagpipes.
That's right. So we have a new title for you, and we are going to be having, believe it or not, we're going to be having a group of, you ready for this one here?
What?
We're going to have bagpipers in studio.
Oh, my
coming
goodness.
No, just kidding. No, we're kidding.
You know what? With their skirts, they said it's too cold.
Too cold. They won't come out today.
It's too cold because...
It's a kilt, not a skirt.
A kilt. I'm sorry. I almost killed it.
Hey, you offended the malchus of the Gabe bagpipes.
I did not mean to offend anybody.
No. That's right. It's a malchus. He's right. It's a malchus of Gabe bagpipes.
That's right.
But actually, we have another request for a song, by the way. I don't know if you can play this one. We have a local artist here in Cleveland.
Yes.
And,
sure.
In our show, his name is Moishi.
Okay.
And I want you to play something for you. I want you to tell me if you can play this on your concert. Ready?
There he goes.
Okay. Hi, this is Moishi Mouse, and I just want to say hi to my good friend Ellie Eisenbach and sing him a song. Ellie,
that's Taka Good. That's a good song.
You got to do that for Ellie because he's going to be in the crowd. And that's his song on our show.
That's right.
The only thing is that I didn't hear the song.
Oh, you did not
hear the song?
No. Oh, okay.
There was about 2 minutes of silence. I thought it was a good song.
Wait, you ever hear the Chipmunks sing?
What? Yeah, sure.
Well, this is the same thing, but it's a Jewish mouse named Moishi.
Right, he's Moishi Mouse. He's on our show. He does a lot of announcements.
Oh, beautiful.
I just lost my headphone.
And I have a plug. We're plugging right in. Svi is now officially plugged back in.
Yes, I was just unplugged. Wired. You just heard Svi unplugged for about 2 minutes.
2 seconds.
All right, so tell us what you have in mind for us. You've been doing concerts now just really all over the place since the release of Le Gabe.
Right.
And, of course, we know the success of the album and therefore hence the many concerts. So tell us what your concerts are like, where have you been in the past, and what can we expect next week?
Where I've been in the past, I've been...
Ireland?
All over the States. Flying and more flying, you know.
Right.
Hanukkah was in Detroit, not too far from you guys.
That's right.
I was also in L.A. I've been to Toronto. I've been to...
That's outside the States, you know. That's already international. That's already international fame.
Well, I mean, aren't there 53 states? Toronto and Montreal, no?
He must be from New York,
he is.
He doesn't know that Toronto is a different country.
He's actually in New Jersey. He's in the tri-state.
Okay, same thing. Close enough.
Right, right. To him,
Cleveland's another country, okay?
Oh, that's right. We're the 54th state.
Bring your passport, okay? You might need it.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
all
yeah.
All right, so what does the crowd usually scream for? What's the...
I mean, right when I get onto the stage, I mean, you know, the people are just a little anxious to get to, Liga Bay.
Of course, of course.
It's a signature song, and...
Right.
And basically, it's, you know, the kids are excited for it, and, you know, the diggy diggy da-dum. And,
that's right.
And the parents, I mean, the parents as well. I mean, Baruch Hashem, I mean, I'll tell you the honest truth. When you know, we were putting the song on the album, I had no idea.
Right.
I had no idea. I thought it was a nice thing. In fact, I thought, you know, could it possibly be, you know, have the opposite effect of, you know, having your name in a song and people not going for the gimmick, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Sure, it's always in show business, you know, the thing that you thought is not going to go ends up going, and the thing you thought
exactly.
is a big hit,
exactly.
you know, ends up.
I mean,
being
numerous amount of singers told me this specific song that took their career off. They really succeeded with.
Right.
They had no idea that was going to be the thing of the album.
That's right. That's right. Everyone needs one song to catapult them, and for sure.
Oh, Moshi has a song too. You know already. You heard his song.
Right. Well, he couldn't hear it.
He couldn't hear it too.
You know, between you and Yitzi Bald putting together this fantastic album, I know that, and you know, you've been on the air when the album came out, and you told us the story behind Liga Bay. I don't know if you want to mention it quickly, how you kind of got to it between, Yitzi calling you up, telling you I have this tune. He was singing it to you. You said, you know what, I got to come down to Lakewood. I'll let you tell it.
Okay. Briefly, I mean, it's a great story of how the song came to be. Yitzi called me, and we had all the songs on the album already. And I went, you know, he says, I have another song, you know, it's, I feel a very strong feeling towards the song. I told him, we'll put it towards the next album. He says, no, you have to listen to the song. And I came down, I heard the song, he popped it in, and it was a little bit raw, and he had a demo of it. So he, you know, he plays it for me, and basically what came out was, you know what? How about I tell the story at the show?
Oh, save it, save it.
Save
Look
it, save
at
it,
you.
Save it.
Suspense, that's what we're all about on
that's
radio.
Right.
We're all about suspense on radio. So, yes.
I told Steve we should have a diggy-diggy-dot-em contest.
Contest.
Let's
have
kids call up. And do the best diggy diggy dot him.
You know what? That's right. Why don't we look? Next week we'll have a contest, and the kid who does it the best, I will forward you his name, and maybe by the concert he can help you out.
Givaldic.
Good idea.
What a deal.
Right.
First, in Jewish Media Radio, we program the concert that's coming in that we're promoting.
Absolutely.
And give tickets away for, and the kid comes in and wins a contest to be in the concert that he's going to, whatever.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's what we do around here. All right. So that story is going to be told there. So you had to knock out a song, to put that one in. So that,
yeah, yeah,
so that one's
yeah,
going to be that one's going to be in the next album.
100%. I am still... I'll tell you right now what I'm holding right now.
Yes.
I have 8 songs for the next album already.
Okay.
We have 8 songs chosen, and we're still looking for a few more.
All right.
Two or three, you know, whatever comes along. Number one, if there are composers, that do listen to the show, I would be happy to take, you know, if there's a demo CD or a tape, if
oh,
you want to get it into to Tzvi,
great.
Into the show, and perhaps Tzvi can pass it over to me. It would be wonderful. and also, another reason why I just mentioned it was because there is this very, very slight possibility I may do something new in the show.
Okay, we'll have some new songs?
Possibly to preview a new song, yeah.
Great.
What a
now,
deal.
You don't have anything near you right now that you can pop in a CD. We're good at doing that. We snake out, before it hits anywhere.
We did
we try
Ohio,
to get it first, yes.
We've done it with Toronto, with what's
we, in we got a sneak preview of Ohad's new album
right
from the studio in Israel.
We're the first people to ever play Ohad's song
oh,
on the radio.
I'll tell you like this.
Yes?
There's nothing is recorded yet.
Oh, okay.
But
Mitzasha, I'm going to get even better.
Wait, wait. So you're, yeah, go ahead. ahead. But
I'm going to be going to Eretz Yisrael and Mitzvah Shem hopefully right after Pesach to do the recording.
Oh, okay.
So right now all I have is, you know, raw demo tapes, and if I put that on the air, I think I'll have my head.
All right, so Blee Netter, you're telling us that from Israel, we're going to get in touch with you because, you know me, I can get in touch with anybody, don't matter what time it is, and we would like to hear a little clip of, some preview.
Yeah, I don't think
it
should be a problem.
Great, because that's what we're good at. Our motto is hear it here, hear it first. We are the Jewish Community Radio Program of the Midwest, so...
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, Dov, we are looking very forward to your arrival next week.
Oh, likewise.
Hopefully it'll warm up a little bit to about 10 degrees. but we are looking forward next week, and we know it's going to be a great show. And I know you have a lot of great things planned. And, of course, suspense is everything in show business, so we don't want to give everything away. But for those of you who do not have tickets, make sure you get them this week at your local Hebrew bookstores on Cedar Road. That's Jacobs and Frank's. So make sure you get your tickets because you don't want to be left in the cold.
drum roll.
Yes, you don't want to be left in the cold when everyone is huddled in the warm heights high listening to Dove Gabe stir up the soul and warm the heart. So we're looking very much forward to that.
Hey, Dove, do me one favor. I want you to say something for me. I want you to say you're listening to Jewish Community Radio.
Oh, you're going
to
record it right now?
No, we're doing a recording. All
right, so
we need a promo from you.
We need a help for a promo. So I guess what you want to say is,
this is Dove Gabe.
This is Dove Gabe.
And when I listen to Jewish Community Radio on WJCU.
No, on Sunday mornings.
Sunday mornings.
At 7 a.m., I tune in to Jewish Community Radio.
Go ahead.
Go for it.
This is right now?
Right now.
You're live on the radio.
You gotta be kidding me.
No, we're recording this. Come on.
We're gonna use it next week.
Come on, this is...
Okay, what would you like me to say again?
Okay, just say, this is David Gabe, and when I wake up Sunday mornings at 7 a.m., I listen to Jewish Community Radio.
Okay, are you ready?
You want my call letters? You want to write this down? On 88.7 WJCU University Heights. And you have a minute to do this.
Holy smokes. Okay, yes. Hold on a second.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, this is live radio at its best.
That's right.
So now you know what it's like in the studio, huh?
Exactly. You're being recorded.
We're in a studio.
Yes. This is called in studio, by the way, if you didn't know.
Yeah, right. WJCU.
Yeah, WJCU, 88.7 FM, University Heights. And we have less than a minute. And tell my nephews to pipe down back there.
When I wake up on Sunday morning at 7 a.m., all I listen to is 87.7 WJCU.
All right, stop. Cut. 88.7.
Give your name also.
And you forgot to say who it is.
Yeah, give us your name.
What's that?
You forgot to say who it is. And I'm going to put some music background already because we got to start heading out, but we'll use this as a background. So starting out, you got to say, this is David Gabe and Sunday
this
morning.
Is,
hold on, hold
you ready?
On, hold on. Hold on. There you go. Let's go.
This is David Gabe. Sunday morning when I wake up at 7 o'clock in the morning, I put on 88.7 WJCU.
Perfect.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, David. Have a great week. Shavua Tov. Lots of fun. We're looking forward to it next week.
Stay tuned next
week. You got it, Steve.
Thank you, David.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, Greg and Aldona next for the Lithuanian Voice coming up right here on 88.7 WJCU University Heights. I'm Svi.
I'm Fred.
Have a great week and shalom, and we'll see you all next week.